Welcome to another episode of Tech Talk, where we unravel the latest developments in technology, software, and programming practices. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a fascinating topic that might just be the key to mastering Lua programming: minimalistic sum types and switches. So what exactly are sum types? And why should Lua developers care? Well, sum types allow you to define a type that could be one of several different types. Think of it as a way to categorize different shapes or behaviors without cumbersome class hierarchies. Today, I'll walk us through a surprisingly elegant way to implement this in Lua using a tagging function. Let's start with a minimal example. Picture this. You want to represent different geometric shapes in your program. Instead of creating multiple classes for different shapes like rectangles or circles, you can use a tagging function to define them succinctly. For instance, consider a simple use case where we define a rectangle by its dimensions. Lua local tag equals dofile tag dot lua, local a rectangle equals tag rectangle, width equals 10, height equal 20. Now we have a rectangle tagged accordingly, but how do we actually handle these shapes? That's where the switch statement comes in, allowing you to execute different logic based on the shape type. Here's a brief snippet to illustrate. Lua local switch equals rectangle equals function s, return print, got a rectangle shape with the width of s.width, end, false equals function, return print, shape type is not known, end, a rectangle switch. If we call a rectangle with our switch table, it will print, got a rectangle shape with the width of 10. Pretty neat, right? Now, you might be thinking, how does this tagging work behind the scenes? Well, tags are implemented using Lua's meta tables, specifically by setting the CorCall meta method on a table. This allows us to create a flexible and dynamic way to manage different types of data without relying on the traditional object-oriented approach, keeping things lightweight and efficient. But why are minimalistic designs like this important? Well, they bring simplicity and clarity to your code. It's all too easy for software projects to spiral into complexity, making it difficult to understand or maintain. By embracing minimalism in your type definitions and functions, you can create cleaner and more maintainable code bases. As we wrap up today, I want to leave you with a few thoughts. When was the last time you considered simplifying your code? And how could implementing a tagging function help you streamline your programming approach? Thank you for tuning into Tech Talk. If you liked what you heard today, share your thoughts with us and don't forget to subscribe for more insights from the tech world. Until next time, happy coding.